We all want to maximize our life, and here's another opportunity with an audio experience. Hey, have you ever felt abandoned? Or have you felt abandoned? We're going to talk about this word abandonment next. Stay tuned. Welcome back, Maximizers. Thanks for joining me today on this podcast. And it's always a joy for me to have you be here listening to me. And I always enjoy also your feedback too, which helps encourage me to continue going, and also provides me feedback to allows me to know what direction you'd like this to go. Maybe this podcast or any questions you have. Love some feedback because I love helping you. But other than that, thank you for joining me today. And we're going to talk about the word abandonment. There's a lot of things that go into that word. There's a lot of things we can talk about that word. And I'm going to be very specific and guided and structured when I talk about this word. And we can go off on a lot of different tangents, but today's not about that day. If you want to comment and bring me back some more feedback and allow me to know, hey, you want me to talk about this subject a little bit more, that topic a little bit more, let's do that. But today, I'm going to talk about abandonment. I'm going to start with this quote. The quote says, "If you feel abandoned, then abandon yourself." Ooh. And I read it and I was like, oh my goodness, that's a profound thought. And we think about the word abandonment, we go to some definitions. Why is it being abandoned, being left alone or deserted or feeling left out or, you know, just not part of something. Being abandoned, right? I'm looking at, I have a cat in my home and we've gone to the shelters, we've gone to the pet stores, and we can see that there's some older cats in there. And some of these cats have been abandoned, right? They've been left to their own, not being fed, not being cared for, not being, given water or whatever they need, the medicines, or taken to the vet. And so they're abandoned animals, right? And you can think about any type of animal, whatever animal you love. But or how about children? Children have been abandoned, right? There's a lot of abandoned children from negligent parenting. People that have had kids that shouldn't have kids, but they do, but they're still God's creation, and they're in this world, but they've been abandoned. And we have social markers set up that in our country or society that we can help out some of these abandoned kids. Not maybe all of them, but we can help out a lot of them. So we talk about abandonment. That's one avenue we can talk about. But I really want to know that some of you have felt abandoned. You felt like that cat has been left or that child has been left. How about even as an adult, have you felt abandoned in a relationship? Whatever it is, and I think we can hit really deep and hard and really cut in some open wounds in your own life when you talk about abandoned. And I've been graced with the and blessed with the the growing up with two parents that loved me, loved me and my siblings, and I look to pass on that same love and caring and to my children, and I want to let you know that I haven't felt that way, but I know a lot of people that have felt abandoned. And I could talk about a lot of close people that have had that abandonment issue going on in their own life. But just thinking about today, thinking about what when you feel abandoned, then abandon yourself. And I'm going to talk about the other side of abandonment. There's a thing called cast off. It's in relation to the word abandonment. Being abandoned means to cast off. When you think about the word cast off, you're untying. It's like untying something. It's letting something go. And I think that quote I talk about, you need to abandon yourself if you feel abandoned, is to let things go, to cast it off, to untie it. Because a lot of times that abandonment creates an anchor in our own lives that keeps us not only sewn into the past of that hurt, to that feeling, that doubt, that fear, but also it keeps us from expanding and going out to the open waters and down and experiencing new territories and discovering new opportunities in our life. And a lot of people do hold that. You talk about a chip on your shoulder. A lot of people hold that feeling of abandonment, a chip on their shoulder throughout life. But if you use that as a fuel, that's one thing you can do. But why not do it with the heart that's free? Why not do it with a heart that's free and understand what went on, what you experienced, but also untie and cast off yourself. Let yourself go into the open waters. Let yourself be free. Experience the waves, the wind, experience the sun, everything that's good in life. And the open, not that there are going to be more challenges. You're going to always have challenges because storms come, right? And when those storms come, you'll be more anchored in you, who you are, and knowing that you've been set free. You won't be tied to that feeling. It's not a tied to that old abandonment, that hurt, that wound, that when storms do come, you revert back to an old you. And that's what I want to get that out of your life. And so when I say have you ever felt abandoned? Be abandoned, tie yourself. And the other aspect of being abandoned is looking at the unrestraint of abandonment. There's the definition of abandonment that says it's something that can be unrestrained, that kind of like let go, to be really let go and untied, to be uninhibited by anything. I think every word has a positive and negative connotation to it. And I think when we look at the positives, when we promote looking forward in our lives and our thinking, that we can be uninhibited, we can be unrestrained, we can be free. You can be free. You have the ability to be free today, to cast off, to untie yourself from any past hurts, feelings, and dangers, anything that's been holding you down, and I want you to be uninhibited. I want you to be unrestrained. Because when you're uninhibited and unrestrained, you'll give other people the ability to be unrestrained and uninhibited themselves, to be untied to the hurts, the past, the feelings that have always, always nagged at them, always kept them down, and always looking over their shoulder instead of looking into their future. Guys, I really do. I hope you hear my passion and my voice today, that I really want to see you free. I want to see the moments in your life maximized instead of minimized. There's so many opportunities that are coming to our life today, tomorrow, the next day, the next 5 years, 10 years, however, how many more mornings we have. There's so much opportunity out there if we can really just change the perspective in our lenses and remove the scales from our hearts, our minds, and our eyes that are always holding us back. There is a freedom out there, and there's someone that does give us the freedom as well. I don't want you to go for it and pursue it. God bless you, Maximize. I really hope this helps you today. Please like, share, comment, give me some feedback. I want to hear from you, and I want you to see. I want to hear, hey, Milton, you helped me out and letting go of my abandonment issues, and I want you to know I'm starting that step in that journey, one step at a time, one day at a time, moving down this journey and road of life. God bless you, Maximize. I love you. Catch me on the other side. And also, if you want to hear more, go to MiltonHerring.com, sign up for my Maximizing Digest. It is fire every single week that comes to your email inbox. And hey, who knows? Great things are ahead. God bless you.